99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand. Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Right now.
On 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. 37 outside. Certainly no snow, as we are all kind of anticipating there being snow. Did they mean like last night or tonight?
I don't know.
Like, I feel like they say there's snow showers, according to Way Through News Storm Tracking Team, tonight. But I thought it was supposed to happen last night. And there's nothing. So,
always going off of your stellar weather report yesterday.
Yeah, well.
Where you were saying an inch.
Yeah, up to an inch.
Yeah.
And I guess zero is up to an inch.
It is.
So
technically, they're not wrong.
Technically, they're not wrong.
If you're going to look at it like that.
Sure. Today, we got a lot to get to on the show. Family secret. We got a Facebook fight. We got free movie Friday. You laugh, you lose. We got the Florida toe sucker. We got the Kentucky underwear thief. We got more setting the bar stories.
Well, that's a lot. Like, that's a lot. We can do it, though.
Yes.
Because it's a long time till this show is over.
When you say long time, like it's a bad thing.
Well, at this point in the day, it is a little.
Yeah,
it's a little daunting.
I mean, we are going to saddle up and buckle in for about 4.5 hours of work here.
We're nestling in.
Yes.
It's really tough.
Listen,
to get through that kind of
we power
time
through
period.
4.5 hours daily.
We push our bodies
to work five and a half hours, maybe seven
days a week. We are pushing ourselves for you.
I mean, when we put it like that. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, true givers.
Yes.
Yes.
Selfless.
That's right.
Even.
That's right.
A little.
All right. So, yeah. So, we got that. There's no school closing, so don't even worry about that. Didn't think there would be, but, you know.
Did you get your milk and your bread?
No.
Oh.
Didn't.
Okay.
Didn't.
So, we're good. It's fine.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, everything's good. Last day to get in on the South Beach send-off, too. So we'll get the winner on Monday. So another opportunity for you to get in on that trip down to Florida, 7 o'clock. All right?
Awesome.
Awesome. All right, well, let's roll up our sleeves and we'll get ready to put our bodies through 4.5 hours of rigorous, rigorous work.
Rigorous sitting here, pushing buttons, yapping. That's, yep. We're ready.
We're ready to go. I don't know. Some of us may be ready. Others, I don't know.
Hashtag blessed.
All right. Set of the Bar coming up here. We'll get to that Kentucky story, all right, coming up here in just a few minutes. Set of the Bar, small examples of what not to do. This one homegrown right out of the state of Kentucky. If you can manage to make it through the day without, I don't know, stealing your neighbor's underwear, well, you're doing okay.
Why are we stealing our neighbor's underwear?
Let's ask Nathaniel.
Well, a Lexington man is behind bars, accused of breaking into an apartment and stealing a woman's underwear.
I was gone for an hour and a half, and when I came back, my back door was wide open.
Okay, so, yeah, they're in an apartment complex, back door's open. Now, they have kids, so they're like, that run around, so they're like, it's probably just like a kid. It happened a couple times, right? They'd come back, and their back door would be open.
With nothing missing or misplaced, the neighbors just went on with precaution.
Sure. They're just like, you just keep an eye out.
All right.
Keep an eye out. Yeah, nothing big.
Sure.
But it was this last Friday, one neighbor set up a camera inside of her home.
Okay.
Oh, that's where you capture the magic.
Enter Nathaniel.
The camera was linked to her phone, so she saw him actually going through a dirty hamper.
A dirty hamper? So, okay.
These grabbing are and taking a woman's used underwear.
Oh, God!
Ew. Ew.
Police arrested Nathaniel Douglas Wiley for the crimes. The hardest part for the group of neighbors to wrap their head around.
And what was this?
This is our neighbor.
Yeah!
Yeah!
It's like, hey, is that Nate? that's our neighbor, right?
Oh, my God.
Right. So
I'm moving immediately.
She says she hopes the landlord will ask Wiley to move out, but if not, she'll be joining neighbors in making their exit to live somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yep, I'm out.
So
listen, if you need a good realtor.
Nathaniel was all like, I had a little bit too much to drink.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I am a grown, I'm a grown man.
Yeah.
There have been times in my life I've had a little too much to drink.
And you
never once
found yourself never, doing that.
Never once.
You
have
that.
I even thought?
Yeah, no.
You know what would be a good idea? I'm just going to
sneak into my neighbor's house and snip the undies.
Steal some underwear.
What's going on?
All right. So again, set the bar.
Okay.
If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing your neighbor's underwear, well, you're doing okay.
Most of us can. I'll say 99% of us can because of Nathaniel.
Nathaniel cannot.
No, he cannot.
No, he needed to hear this story before last week.
He did. Nathaniel?
Nathaniel.
That's not good neighborly behavior.
That's setting the bar, guys.
You're not getting invited to the neighborhood cookout anymore.
On 99.7 DJX. All right, we do this every single morning. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
So, as the father of only girls, Kobe Bryant used to say that he loved being a girl dad.
Yeah.
So inspired by that, there was a newspaper reporter named Jeff who asked his 21-year-old daughter Yasmin to join him in visiting all 50 painted murals that have popped up over L.A. honoring Kobe and his daughter.
I said, why don't we just go out there and try and see all of them? I thought it would be a great opportunity to get my daughter on board and work with us together. And we just made this a girl dad tribute to Kobe.
Aww.
How cool is that?
That's
so they set
cool.
off on a 500-mile, two-day journey.
Wow.
And they took lots of pictures and videos and just, like you said, had an excellent father-daughter experience.
Not many people fortunate enough to have like a dad that wants to go do stuff with them and also just pay tribute to like the lives that have been lost.
Oh, wow.
Being a girl pretty dad cool. rocks, does it not?
Yeah, for
yes.
sure.
Yes. So we'll tweet out that story so you can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Do them every single hour here. Brought to you by Campbellsville University on 99.7 DJX. New Lady Gaga on now. It's called Stupid Love on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I don't know if you saw the news that the sales of Corona beer have now declined.
Yeah, people are freaking out.
But they're now saying that because of coronavirus, people are drinking less Corona beer.
Listen, Health Corner, you cannot catch coronavirus from drinking Corona beer.
They are not related.
They're not related at all.
The only relation is in a name.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yes.
So,
and again, don't panic about this. The flu is still way more deadly in this country.
Right.
There have been zero deaths in this country.
And hopefully there won't be.
Exactly. You know, and they have like the vaccine that they're going to be sending to China is American made. So we're ready. It's going to be fine. And the ratio of the deaths per like cases
mm-hmm.
is like very minuscule. So this is not like as big of a pandemic as
right.
what they're saying it is. So it's, again, flu is way more deadly. Get the flu shot. Just sanitize. Stay healthy.
You know who's on notice, though?
Who's on notice?
The Olympics.
The Olympics are on notice. Yes.
And the International Olympic Committee chair.
There's a spokesperson to tell us about
it. Spoke out on that. We'll explain.
DJ X.
So kind of interesting news coming out where the International Olympic Committee is saying that because of the coronavirus, there is a slight possibility that the Olympic Games in Tokyo could be canceled.
We do have a three-month window still today, but some high-ranking officials now in the IOC are saying that if the games can't go on in Tokyo as planned, they will be canceled. They won't be moved or postponed.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they have cities that spend all this money, build facilities. I mean, they prepare for years to host something like this.
But the International Olympic Committee is actually speaking out on this now.
Former vice president of the IOC and longest-serving member of the IOC, he's still a senior member there, Dick Pound.
I'm sorry.
Seems Dick Pound.
Sorry.
Richard. Can we call him Richard?
No, his name's Dick.
Okay. I just want to call him Richard.
Hang on a second.
I'm more comfortable
did I hear that right? Hang on.
Senior member there, Dick Pound, actually said, as far as we all know, you're going to be in Tokyo. All indications are at this stage that it will be business as usual, so keep focused on your sport and be sure that the IOC is not going to send you into a pandemic situation.
So Dick Pound is saying it's going to be okay. Dick Pound is going to say that they are not going to send you into a situation where it's going to be harmful.
Dick. I just call him Mr. Pimp.
No. Listen, Kelly, his name's Dick. So.
We're sure enough for this kind of reporting.
So the head of the International Olympic Committee, okay. Dick Pound, is saying that...
Listen, keep training.
That
keep training, Olympians.
They're not going to send you into a situation that's going to be dangerous.
We're going to make the wise choice, but keep training because we don't know yet. Thank you, Mr. Pound.
Okay.
I'm gonna call him Richard.
The Olympics open July 24th. They have until May.
Okay.
Dick Pound has until May to make his his decision on the safety of the athletes there.
Why? Okay.
All right.
Are we good? Yep.
Are we good?
We delivered the information.
All right.
Of the IOC and longest serving member of the IOC, he's still a senior member there, Dick Pound.
I just wanted to make sure we were hearing it right from the horse's mouth.
Liz says, children. Shake my head. Yeah.
All right. So the Olympics, as far as we know, they're going to be good. They're not going to send you into a situation.
James says, what's Dick Pound's wife's name?
Mrs. Pound, obviously. Dick Pound is not going to send you into harm's way, okay? Just know that. All right, can we be done?
We need to be done.
Florida makes the show from time to time, this being no different. This is the Florida Toe Sucker, where we're going to introduce you to France, or Franz Belderin. He's 23, works at a nursing home.
Oh. Is he the perp? Is he the toe sucker?
He's the perp, allegedly.
We're talking to him?
He's talking to the news, too.
Oh, wow.
No offense to her. He wouldn't have wanted to anyway.
Oh, okay. So that's
what happened.
He's like, no, it wasn't me. No offense. I wouldn't have done it to her anyway. All right.
I can understand. I'm not going to sit here and act like, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not trying to do that with you. For what?
Okay. All right. So he's saying it's not
him. Your toes are not worthy of me sucking on them?
Oh, gosh.
Fired and sent to jail after a patient accused him of sucking her toes.
Listen, he probably didn't ask permission. That's probably why he's in trouble.
These are nursing home toes.
Yep.
France Belderin says Monday night while working as a sitter at Gulf Coast Hospital, a mishap with his phone.
Okay, what happened with his phone?
Led to a massive misunderstanding.
Okay.
He says he dropped the phone under the patient's bed.
Ah, okay. So,
and the toe accidentally fell in his mouth? What's happening?
So he drops the phone,
but ended up touching the patient while getting it.
Okay, so maybe the phone went under the bed, as they said.
And he's bending down.
How, though, is her foot involved? Because I feel like if her foot's on the bed, is it not?
Sure.
My hand's on the bed. Yes, it's close to her, but I'm reaching to get my phone.
Okay.
And your mouth accidentally falls over the toe? What happened?
and her toe accidentally fell in my mouth.
According to his arrest report, the patient at first thought it was a nurse, but then felt wet in between her toes.
Oh! Listen!
Oh, wow.
Listen! If you're going to suck some toes, you got to ask.
Oh, yeah.
That's when she told deputies she saw Belderin on his knees, bending over her feet.
Okay, so...
Okay, but again, he could be picking up the phone. No, it's picking up the phone.
And that's what he's saying. He's like, it wasn't me.
It makes me look crazy or, like, creepy, and I'm not. Like, I'm not that type of dude.
He's not that type of guy to suck a toe of a elderly person.
The 23-year-old says the incident cost him his job and reputation.
Well,
Belderin says he's innocent.
Okay, he's innocent.
Okay.
He says,
I did not suck the toes.
Okay, so to be fair, though, if he goes to his supervisor, he's like, hey, you know the patient in 5C?
5C. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's got some well-manicured toes. Do you mind? As a supervisor, that's a hard no, right?
Oh, you think he would ask his supervisor if he could suck on a patient's toes? I don't think that was happening either. Like, I don't know what to think. I want to believe him when he says
he says it wasn't me. He dropped his phone. He says he dropped his phone and
no offense to her, he wouldn't have wanted to anyway.
Okay, I wouldn't want to anyway.
Yeah, not my thing. Okay. Not my thing.
All right. So Florida, okay. The Florida toe sucker making the show.
I don't know what to think. I don't know what to think. I don't know.
As a supervisor, you're saying no. Yeah. If France comes to you and is like, hey, do you mind 5C if I suck on her toe a little
France
bit?
France isn't asking.
Yeah.
He's not asking that.
The supervisor's going, yeah, no. I'm going to need you no. To- no, listen, just no.
Let's hope that he wasn't the one giving the sponge baths either.
Oh, that is true.
This is not good.
All right, feel good. Do them every single hour here, brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly Kay.
So, you know, we told you about this Australian boy who was going viral because he was bullied and mm-hmm. his mom kind of turned the camera on him in his worst moment. There was a GoFundMe that was set up by a comedian who also has dwarfism, sure. which is what little kid, Quaden, has. The whole idea was to send him to Disneyland.
Sure.
They were thinking, let's raise $10,000. Well, it's ballooned to almost 500,000.
Holy cow.
And now his family has decided to donate the entire amount to charities that focus on bullying.
Wow.
They're not even going to Disneyland. Like they said, you know, it would be, what kid doesn't want to go to Disneyland? But right. we decided it's more important to make sure that this money is going to fight the problem at hand because it is such a massive problem. And she's on the school board that he goes to, and they've had a lot of problems uh-huh. with that in the past. So there you go.
Wow.
It's like every penny they said they're donating. We'll tweet out that follow-up.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, at Ben and Kelly Show.
Streaming thebenandkellyshow.com. Every week at this time, we kind of allow you to unload a secret. Maybe you message us, and we'll get in contact with you. And, you know, just gets it off your chest, right? Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so will you walk us through the secret that you messaged us?
Okay, so I think I might have been busted big time last weekend, and it's kind of embarrassing and hilarious.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right.
So, for some reason, I hit the dating app jackpot over the last couple of weeks.
Nice.
Like, I've been matching with a bunch of actually attractive guys, you know?
That's a bonus.
Actually yeah, attractive
for sure.
guys.
Uh-huh.
Sure. Okay.
But the problems that I've kind of ended up juggling a little bit to squeeze all these dates in.
Okay.
So, last Saturday, I went to dinner with this guy in this really small town, okay. and he's like this blonde guy with blue eyes, like perfect Ken doll kind of look, right?
Sure.
Nice.
And anyway, we had a lot of fun, and he said he'd call. But, okay, here's where it gets interesting. So 2 hours later, I'm back at the same restaurant in the same small town with a different guy.
Mm-hmm. Wait, why are you... You're there with a different guy?
Yes. So this other guy, he suggested the place, and I didn't want to turn it down, like, his idea on the first date. So I just kind of went along with it. And this guy's, like, he looks totally different from the first guy. He's, like, tall. He's got dark hair. He looks straight up like Shawn Mendes. Not even lying.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. So these are two different dudes yeah. from the dating app that...
Yes.
Yeah, she's juggling. Did you remember? She's juggling. She's got a lot of dates.
I mean,
squeeze in.
I'm trying to keep up with
keep
you.
Keep up.
All right.
So anyway, it's late and we were just getting drinks and dessert. But here's the thing. I think the entire wait staff knew that I was dating two dudes within 2 hours of each other.
So like, they recognized you and you're like, that guy doesn't look anything like the guy you were just here with.
Well, yeah, I had the same waitress for both dates.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Did she say anything?
Yes, she did. She's all like, hey, so great to see you again. You must really like it here.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So did he pick up on that?
I don't think so. I kind of just laughed it off nervously, like uh-huh. praying to the Lord Jesus that he wouldn't pick up on it.
Right.
Yeah. But, like, I swear the waitress was whispering to the entire wait staff about me, like, literally all night.
Oh, gosh!
So there's no way you could actually go to this restaurant leisurely.
Like, ever again.
Right.
Yeah, I would prefer not to, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways, The second date was really great, too, and I guess I kind of want to see them both again, you know?
Look at you.
But, yeah, but for sure, I'm going to have to figure out, like, some sort of schedule or something, because I really don't want that to happen again.
Wow.
Like, maybe you plan the dates all the time, so you can make sure that doesn't happen again.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that might have to be what goes on.
But I could imagine that waitresses and wait staff at restaurants have some stories.
Oh, they see stuff.
They see stuff, right. Just like you. Good luck with your with your dates.
I'm kind of invested on how it goes with Ken Doll and Shawn Mendes. I need to know who wins.
I guess time will tell. All right, hey, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Joe?
She went to the same place that she had the date with an hour ago with the first guy.
Well, sometimes, again, she had to juggle. There was, you know, time constraints. You got a lot of dudes that she's got to work her way through.
Women have a way to make guys, we'll change from talk fast, talk sexy, do anything, but not in the same town.
That's funny. That is funny, Joe. Thank you, buddy. Yeah, do anything.
It's
just
a valid
don't take
point.
The guy to the same restaurant in the same town.
All right.
Coming up next, it's You Laugh, You Lose. Kelly and I sling dad jokes. First one who laughs, loses.
I'm keeping the trophy.
You ready?
I'm just going to predict I'm keeping the trophy.
You ready?
Yeah, yes. Yes.
After Post Malone. It is time once again for You Laugh, You Lose. It's the game where we try to sling dad jokes back and forth to one another. First one who laughs is out. The score, 5-4. Kelly holds the trophy. What do we say? Losers go first, or do we say winners go first?
Losers go first.
Losers go first.
Yeah.
That would be me. Here we go. You ready, Kelly?
I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready. Hang on. Hang on. Added layer this week. Intern Jesse can laugh at will.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Intern Jesse can laugh at will.
Okay, that's good.
If any of these strike is fancy, he can laugh, which makes it more difficult for us because laughter is contagious.
All right, you ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right.
You laugh, you lose. I told this girl I was talking to that I like race cars.
Mm-hmm.
She asked me if I win often. I said no, the cars are much faster.
Gotcha. Okay. Why were the grapes sent to bed early?
Why were the grapes sent to bed early?
They're starting to whine.
Okay. You know, I've started telling everyone about the benefits of eating dried grapes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's all about raising awareness.
Indeed. Indeed. Why did the chicken go to the seance?
Why?
To get to the other side.
Death jokes. Good.
Chicken death jokes.
Sure. If girls with big boobs work at Hooters, where do the girls with only one leg work?
Where do the girls with only one leg work?
IHOP.
You got Jesse.
Okay.
You got him.
Okay. You laugh, you lose. Kelly K.
What kind of music do chiropractors like?
What kind?
Hip pop.
Oh, all right. Kelly, I'm reading a horror book in Braille.
Oh, yeah?
Something terrible is about to happen. I can feel it.
Literally. My husband asked me to stop singing Wonderwall.
Yeah?
I said, maybe.
Oh, you laugh, you lose.
I really went for it in the delivery, didn't I?
What did the pirate say on his 80th birthday?
What did the pirate say on his 80th birthday?
I'm 80.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, I'm 80. Oh.
Jesse got it. He just got there.
Figuring that
he
out.
Got there.
All right.
Okay. Went to buy some camouflage trousers the other day.
Yeah.
Couldn't find any.
Ah, well done. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
My dog.
My dog. Got Jesse again. the commitment. Stellar. Went to the doctor. I went to the doctor and said, "Doctor, I've broken my arm in several places." Doctor said, "Well, don't go to those places."
Boss told me as a security guard, it's my job to watch the office. I'm on season 6, and I don't know what it has to do with security, though.
I knew it. I knew he was going there. I knew it. It's tailor-made for you. Yeah, tailor-made.
Thank you.
Why did the old man fall into the well?
Why?
He couldn't see that well. Got Jesse.
A funeral home got busted for raffling dead bodies off to med schools.
Oh, wow.
Police said it was a dead giveaway.
Yes, it was. Why is Peter Pan always flying?
Why?
He never lands.
Okay. People always ask me how I sneak chocolate into the movies, Kelly.
How do you sneak chocolate into the movies?
Well, I've got a few Twix up my sleeve.
Tasty. One of my favorites. Mm-hmm. I dreamed about drowning in an ocean made out of orange soda last night.
Yeah.
Took me a while to work out. It was just a fantasy.
Oh. You know, I really don't like the rodeo.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too fast-paced for me. I prefer the sidewalkio.
I would prefer that also. Hashtag lazy. I asked my friend to help me with a math problem. He said, "Don't worry, this is a piece of cake." I said, "No, it's a math problem."
Duh.
Jesse just got it. He just got it.
Help if these are funny,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh. All right.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
My dog.
Solid. Almost actually scared the laughter out of me. What concert cost just 45 cents?
Which one?
50 Cent featuring Nickelback!
You're way too excited about that.
Come on!
Heard that joke 1,000 times. You hear about the new pen that can write underwater?
I did not.
Yeah, it can write other words, too.
That's really handy. What kind of dogs guard a vampire's castle? Fine! Fine! Whatever! It's bloodhounds! That's my punchline! Fine! Take this stupid drawback!
Give me
take
the drawback! Give it to me!
Take the drawback!
Give it to me! My dog would
be barking!
My dog would be excited! Alright, you laugh, you lose. There you go. Dad jokes. Feels good.
That was dirty pull. It really was.
Yeah. Right. There you go.
Truth be told, that was my last joke and it never you were
to go. Oh, so you were saying you won on a technicality?
I failed.
No, okay. All right, there you go. You laugh and lose. 199.7. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour here, brought to you by JCPS, Kelly K.
So this was kind of amazing. A mega church in Cincinnati announced on Sunday that they're paying off $46.5 million in medical debt for more than 45,000 families.
Holy cow.
So Crossroads Church partnered up with RIP Medical Debt, it's a medical debt relief nonprofit, to wipe out debts for people in Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Indiana. And the people that are receiving the payments receive bright yellow envelopes this week telling them the good news that their debt was paid off. So last November 23rd was kind of when they decided, hey, what if we did this?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of issued this challenge to the congregation. And they were able to collect enough to wipe out debt for 41,233 households in Ohio, totaling $42.8
million. Mm-hmm.
Almost 3,000 Kentucky households, $1.9 million. 503 Tennessee households, $1.5 million, and 136 Indiana homes for $200,000.
Wow.
It's affecting a lot of people.
That is pretty cool.
It's pretty incredible. We'll tweet out the story. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So now we're learning a little bit more about that Friends reunion on HBO Max.
Okay, what else? What are we learning?
So not only is this the second time, only the second time in what, 15 years that the entire cast from Friends has been together in a sitting for this HBO Max special.
Okay.
But Courtney Cox is now spilling some secrets with Kevin Nealon. He's got a web series called Hiking with Kevin, where literally he hikes with people and they talk.
Okay.
So you're going to hear like crunch, crunch and them breathing.
Crunch, crunch, breathing. Got it.
And so, yeah, yeah. And let me play that for you right now.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
We're going to all get together for the first time in a room and actually talk about the show. Nice. And it's going to be on HBO Max.
That's great.
And I'm so excited.
That'll be great.
We're going to have the best time.
Okay, so yeah, so she's talking about they're not going to actually star in an episode.
Right.
Which it's not going to be their characters getting back together.
I mean, I kind of knew that because then people would be crying for an entire like season.
Sure.
That's going to be great. But we really haven't all done that and actually sat there and talked about and reminisced about this incredible experience that we had. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. So they're just going to talk about their time on Friends. I got to be honest.
Are you disappointed?
That's not making me pull the trigger on HBO Max.
Yeah. Okay, again, didn't we toss around we kicked around the idea of doing a thing?
Yeah, let's have a watch party.
Have a watch party. We don't have to pay for it.
Then we can all go. We can all get satisfied with
sponsored. Yeah. You guys can show up. You don't have to buy it either.
Right, right. That'll be great. So anyways, Friends, that reunion is coming on HBO Max, and it's just going to be them kind of talking about stories of shooting the entire sitcom and, you know, their years together.
Sounds like good times.
Good times.
But right. I kind of do need to know where they are right now.
Like, like their characters?
Yes. Like, is Emily in college?
Well, you know.
Now,
you know
Rachel's
that
daughter
they,
with Ross.
You know that they are going to get those questions. Like,
sure.
Okay, where do you envision your character?
Right.
And they're going to have to come up with some sort of answer.
They better come in prepared with that.
Yeah, you know they will. All right. So coming up next, Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. Great spot to, you know, see pictures of people maybe you want to. You know, you don't have a lot of contact with.
But listen, let's really double check the pictures before we post them. Let's double check that.
All right. Facebook Fight Theater coming up.
This will be a warning for that.
At Ben and Kelly Show, a great place to see and connect with the show.
Sure.
Every week right about this time, we dive into the comment section on a Facebook post.
Listen, people are not always kind on Facebook.
I get it.
We find that. And this is one incident.
Yeah, we acted out.
Yeah, so Ben plays Nancy. Nancy kind of starts this whole thing off, acknowledging something in a picture that was posted. Our friend PK plays Billy.
Mm-hmm.
J-Dub in the afternoon plays Heather.
Okay.
And I play Kathy.
Ah.
Who is married to Billy.
Okay, try to follow along.
Okay.
Here we go.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Fight Theater.
On 99.7 DJX. My friend posted a couple pictures of us, and I guess one of them had a little nib slip. I don't see what the big deal is. It happens. The saddest part were the hateful comments, including one from a man who has a daughter. I sure hope nobody ever treats her this way.
Okay, so that's where we start.
All right.
I said I was just kidding.
That was so rude to talk about her knockers like that.
Nah, it's being funny, not rude. Comparing that dress to window curtains is funny. Talking about how long your boobs are would be rude.
Okay. All right. So, okay. Back and forth there.
Yeah, I go out wearing window curtains. Very funny. Did I mention that your mom made them for me? Hashtag funny, not rude.
Your mom joke. Good one, Nance.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
We're doing your mom jokes
I guess
now.
So.
That wasn't funny. And you and Nancy with the knockers are trash.
New troll alert. I don't even know who you are, so why are you even here?
Hi there, everybody. I'm married to Billy.
Ah, Mrs. Troll checks in, everybody. Do you follow him all over the internet or just onto my page?
Listen, I don't appreciate you posting pictures of your boobies for my man.
Okay.
It is disgusting, and nobody needs to see those fruit roll-ups.
Can you read, Kathy? I didn't post that pic.
Yeah, I posted it. just didn't notice the nip slip.
Ah, okay. Oh, okay. All right. So there we go. Yeah. It was Heather. Okay. Sure.
We'll take it down.
I did. The pick that's just up there now is the one that your husband saved. So suck it.
Oh, wow. I see.
Oh, wow.
Got reposted.
Uh-oh.
I'm sure he saved it just because it was funny.
Uh-oh.
Hashtag creeper. Hashtag memes hat.
Listen, I apologize, but you might want to get more supportive, bro. Billy, you're sleeping on the couch.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. Okay, so she leaves with solid advice. Let's get a more supportive undergarment.
Yeah.
And her husband's on the couch.
Okay.
All right.
So once again, the drama on Facebook unfolds. We just acted out.
And check your pictures before you post.
This has been Facebook Fight Theater.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, it's an opportunity for you to pick up some free movies on Free Movie Friday from Fandango. So that's kind of cool. And that's all I got to say about that. I think Florida still has to make the show. We got a Florida manure story that we got to get to.
Florida manure story?
Yeah. Saving that a little bit.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
We've been sitting on that?
Yeah, we've been.
Is that a race in the pocket?
Got that in our hip pocket. All ready for you. When you're done, I'll make you throw it all out. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Got a message from Cassandra on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
She just writes, is it wrong that I'm at work and I just busted out laughing, thinking about Dick Pound?
Dick Pound actually said, as far as we all know.
It's understandable.
The head of the International Olympic Committee.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well.
His name's Dick Pound.
We think about him a lot, too.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right.
I like to think of him as Mr. Pound. That's what I like to think.
Yes, I'm Mr. Pound to you and me. All right, so movies this weekend, a couple of them out. The Jesus Rolls.
Which I never heard of this movie.
It's kind of a...
At all.
Spinoff from The Big Lebowski.
Okay, but it's not actually about like Jesus, like the Jesus.
No, Jesus is his name. He's a bowler and he just got out of jail. It also stars like... Pete Davidson, John Hamm, Christopher Walken, Turturro is directing it.
Aren't you a little old to be stealing cars?
Jesus! I thought you were in a slumber.
Just got up.
So you celebrated by stealing my car. That was the first thing you did.
Well, I can't hack into the home. Should have thought of that first. Right here.
What's happening?
All right.
I don't even know.
And so there you go. And then The Invisible Man. That looks kind of scary.
Oh, see, I thought this whole time I've been seeing ads for it on Hulu, and I thought it was like a movie that you stream. It's in theaters?
No, yeah, it's in theaters, and it's about a woman and her ex who's kind of abusive, but then he passes away, but then continues.
To harass her.
Yep.
He was a sociopath. He said that I could never leave him. He controlled how I looked and what I wore. Then it was controlling when I left the house and eventually what I thought.
Are you okay?
Yeah,
terrifying, terrifying, terrifying.
Yeah, she thinks it's all a hoax.
Right. Well, everybody thinks she's crazy.
So, yeah,
sure.
There you go. All right. So those are the new movies out this weekend, The Jesus Rolls and The Invisible Man. So does that mean that Sonic the Hedgehog is going to win the weekend again?
Probably. Now listen, enjoy it, Sonic, because next week, that's when Onward, the new Disney Pixar with Chris Pratt and Tom Holland voicing comes out.
Okay.
That will easily win.
All right. So
that will easily win.
You want to see a movie this weekend on us, courtesy of Fandango, give us a call, 502-571-9970. It's Free Movie Friday. We'll hook you up with that right now. And if you don't get through right now, just know that this afternoon with J-Dub, you can win again.
That.
All right, so we'll play Arizona Service. You call us. We'll give you tickets. You call us. We give you tickets.
We know a guy.
It's us. Hey. All she wanna do is party on us. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX on a Free Movie Friday. Krista, congratulations. You win.
Oh, yay.
Yay.
Yay. So what movie do you think you might like to use this to go see?
Probably The Invisible Man, because I like scary movies.
Oh, okay.
All right, cool.
Very cool. Well, Krista, congratulations. We've got the hookup from Fandango on Free Movie Friday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
She's sweet. We're birthday buddies, too. I found that out.
That's fun, too.
Yeah.
By the way, want to know the sound Krista made the first time she saw a man naked?
I don't.
Oh, yay!
Very exciting. Very exciting. Poor guy.
Oh, yay!
All right, coming up, it is the Florida manure story.
Great, you've been sitting on this one all show.
I have.
You've been waiting. It better deliver. Oh, the pressure.
Well, it's after 9, so I don't really feel like it's a in-the-meat sort of story.
Okay.
It's a fringe story.
Behind the curtains, we're going to put our best stuff in the 7 o'clock hour. 9 o'clock is we got time.
You know, between 7 and 9, that's kind of the meat of the show.
That's our best of the best, right?
That's when you listen.
That's when we're meaty and girthy.
And
with the comedy.
Okay.
In the entertainment.
Sure.
Yeah.
Krista, what do you think about that?
Oh, yay!
Yeah, she likes it.
All right.
Magical moment in every woman's life.
If you need to take a break, go get snacks, take a potty break.
All right.
Now's the time?
Sure. All right. And come back for the Florida manure story. If that's not a professional radio tease, I don't know what it is.
Appointment listening.
Sure. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. By the way, the video is now posted on our YouTube channel, at Ben and Kelly Show on YouTube.
Yeah.
Of You Laugh, You Lose.
You can see the struggle.
Dog Who version, which I got to say, you know, I know stocks have not been great for a lot of people because of the coronavirus, the scare, and it's been plummeting the stock market.
Uh-huh.
You know, greatest loss in a while. But I think as far as a retirement plan, YouTube to fall back on.
How much money are we breaking in?
We have over the past...
A couple ads that you can skip.
The past 28 days, we have earned, and I don't want to make anybody jealous, $3.61.
Oh, wow. I mean, Forbes is going to be contacting us anytime soon about being one of YouTube's most important influencers.
YouTube influencers.
I'm going to get my answers ready for the interview.
Hang on a second. I'm getting out my calculator real quick.
$3.61. Yes.
Every 28 days. So let's say we want to retire in, we'll say 30 years.
Okay. 30 years. 30 more years
okay.
of doing this?
Okay, sorry. All right, maybe.
It's really aggressive.
You want to shoot a little lower?
Yeah.
You want to say like 10?
Maybe.
Okay, yeah, all right.
That feels like it's more attainable.
Okay, 10 more years.
Feels like it.
So how many 28 days? Hang on a second. I'm going to do some upper level math here.
Okay.
So 365 days divided by 28.
Yeah.
So that's about 13 months if every month had 28 days, all right?
Uh-huh.
So if every 28 days... So 13, okay, carry the 4, 13 times $3.61.
Okay. How much?
We're making about $47 a year.
47 bucks a year?
Yeah.
Wait, we got to split that between the two of us, right?
Hang on, times 10, $470.
Oh, wow.
Dollars as our requirement, or $235 a piece.
Wow, that... could set us up.
Financial planner, guys.
Yeah.
Get at us.
Hey, listen, by the way, our friend Tom Mabe, comedian, he said he got a call from Forbes. They're putting together their top 20 social media influencers, wanted to interview him. They have his net worth on the internets as $118 million. He said, you might want to call Chase Bank in J-Town, double check these numbers, because I called my wife and asked if it was okay if I got 40 bucks out of the ATM.
Wow.
I think that's erroneous information is what he's saying.
Oh, I see.
It's erroneous information.
I was going to say, he and us are on different levels of our YouTube trajectory.
Well, listen, we're right behind him.
right behind him.
We are creeping up.
So basically I need to go to my financial guy and be like, hey, tell me how I can retire on $235 bucks. tell me how I can do that.
Wait, I just, listen, more clicks. gives us some more revenue.
So yeah.
Let's get those clicks up.
That's right. YouTube.
Hashtag fund Ben and Kelly's retirement.
Right. All right. Feel good. Do them every single hour here. Brought to you by JCPS on 99.7 DJX.
This is such a cool story. We've got a blog up on WDJX about it. As the father of only girls, Kobe Bryant used to say that he loved being a girl dad.
Yes.
And so that's why you kind of saw hashtag girl dad trending all over the place. So there's a newspaper reporter named Jeff who was inspired by that and asked his 21-year-old daughter, Yasmin, to join him on visiting all 50 painted murals that have popped up across L.A. honoring Kobe and his daughter, Gigi.
I said, why don't we just go out there and try and see all of them? I thought it would be a great opportunity to get my daughter on board and work with us together. And we just made this a girl dad tribute to Kobe.
Oh, yeah. That's so cool.
They set off on a 500-mile, two-day journey where they obviously got lots of pictures and videos and made a lot of memories.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Not many people fortunate enough to have like a dad that wants to go do stuff with them and also just pay tribute to like the lives that have been lost.
That's neat.
Yeah, you can see that again at WDJX.com. We've also tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. That's your Feel Good. Every hour we do them. Brought to you by JCPS on 99.7 DJX. Let me love you. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Florida, as promised, making the show here, courtesy of Florida Manure Man.
Okay. Been waiting all show for this one. You teased it way back at 5:30 this morning.
Give me 20 seconds and the story will be over.
Okay.
If you can manage to make it through the day without dumping a bucket of manure on your neighbor, well, you're doing okay.
Oh, why?
Introduce
was
you
it on
to
purpose?
Jose.
Jose.
Jose, this works apparently on a dairy farm. No reason was given for the attack.
Was it an accident? Maybe it was an accident.
No. He scooped the cow manure into the bucket, according to the arrest report, and dumped it over the victim's head.
Oh, yeah, no, that wasn't an accident.
Ended up being booked into a local jail. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without dumping a bucket of manure on your neighbor, you're doing okay.
Yeah, they consider that assault.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
With a stinky weapon.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there you go.
How many showers to feel
clean? Florida story.
I don't know. I'm going to need at least 10 showers.
Yeah, a couple showers for sure.
It's really the hair.
Oh, yeah.
The hair to feel like you're fully getting it out of your hair.
I mean, I'm hoping that he didn't like wet it down or anything. It was more dry.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I just hope his mouth wasn't open.
Oh, gosh. Okay. All right. That's it. Florida making the show on 99.7 DJX.
All right.
Coming up next, it's wedding season.
Right. And you know what the popular thing to do now is to have a wedding hashtag for the social media.
Yep. You got to have one of those.
Yes.
So we'll tell you exactly why this one is going, getting a lot of attention.
I'll give you a hint. The groom's name is Tyler Dick.
All right.
That's my hint.
All right. Give me 10 minutes. We got that for you. Coming up on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, wedding season. And, you know, when you get married, the in thing to do is to create a wedding hashtag for the people at your reception or at your wedding to,
sure.
You know, hashtag so you can kind of go back and you can see all the pictures and all the postings that people have made about your big day.
You're going to share about it along the way, along the planning as well.
Yeah.
And Tyler Dick is marrying Allison Harned. And they're like, you know, hey, babe, let's get a wedding hashtag. They were kind of struggling with what it should be, though. So, Tyler.
Now, there are websites that create the hashtag generator.
He put their info into this name generator.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of results.
Oh, yeah?
There are a lot of results.
Okay.
And he's just kind of asking, hey, guys, which ones do you like best?
Which ones do you like best?
For the groom, Tyler Dick and Allison Harned.
All right.
Hashtag about time, Dick.
Okay.
Hashtag aisle, as in wedding aisle.
Uh-huh.
Be loving Dick. Hashtag all Dick all the time.
Oh my God.
Hashtag at last with Dick. Hashtag becoming the Dicks. Hashtag better as a Dick. Hashtag blessed with Dick. Hashtag born to be a Dick. Hashtag calling all Dicks.
Okay, wait. Hang on a second. This is hashtags.
Wedding hashtags.
For the lovely couple that's getting married.
Tyler Dick and Allison Harned. They put their info in a name generator. These are the results.
All right, go on.
Hashtag eternally Dick. Hashtag dreaming of Dick. Hashtag get your dick on. Hashtag great to be a Dick. Hashtag hail to the Dicks. Hashtag happily ever Dick. Hashtag make Dick great again. Hashtag married to Dick. Hashtag me and Mr. Dick. Hashtag meet the Dicks. Hashtag OMG it's Dick. Hashtag here comes Mr. and Mrs. Dick. Again, these are wedding hashtag name generators. Oh. Spit these out for Tyler Dick and Allison Harned. They're getting married. Hashtag I do it with Dick. Hashtag it's Dick time. Hashtag the wild dicks. Hashtag toast the dicks.
Wow.
Hashtag to have and to dick. Hashtag totally dick. These wedding hashtags. People, this is Tyler Dick and Allison Harned are getting married. They put their info into a name generator.
Well, we wish
these
them.
These were the results.
A happily ever after.
I can't wait to find out which one they chose.
Right?
Yeah.
And when we do, we'll let you know so you can follow along.
Well, you probably need to send them a gift now, right?
And you can add your happy for the dicks hashtag.
By the way, we put it up on the website.
All right, cool.
WDJX.com.
All right, there you go. Have a good one. Enjoy. We'll talk to you Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.